Uncle Joyce Weathersby and the Lightning Rod Agent by Mr. Cal Stewart. That is on record. Well, long last summer, I was supping out on my back porch, and along come a feller, and he said to me, "Why, my dear sir, I'm astonished at you. I've looked over your entire premises, and I find you haven't got a lightning rod on any building that you possess. Why, my dear sir," I says, "now, hold on, gosh darn you, what you got to sell?" Well, he told me he had some lightning rods, and he brought out a little machine that told me to take hold of the handles, that he'd show me what a powerful thing electricity was. Well, I took a hold of them handles, and he turned on a crank, and that darn machine just made me dance all over the porch, and that darn thing wouldn't let go. Well, I told him I guess he could put up a lightning rod or two, seeing as how I didn't have any, and I went over to Ezra Hoskins' house, and when I got back home, I'll tell you, my place was a sight. It looked like a harrow upside down. There was 10 lightning rods on the barn, 6 on the house, 2 on the kitchen, 1 on the smokehouse, 1 on the granary, 1 on the hen coop, and when I got there, that darn fool had the old muley cow cornered up, trying to put a lightning rod on her. Well, I paid him for what he had done, and thank the Lord he hadn't done any more. And he got me to sign a paper what stated that he had done a good job. Well, a couple of days after that, we had a thunderstorm, and I think the lightning struck everything on the place except spring wagon and old muley cow, and they didn't have any lightning rod on them. I thought I was getting off pretty lucky till the next day a feller come along with that paper what I had signed, and it was a note for $650, and I'll be gosh dinged if I didn't have to pay it. Bunkoed again by Chowder.